It's time for Lawrenceville Indians basketball on Light 103 WAKO. Brought to you this season by Ambrall Federal Credit Union, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Best Way Express, Bill Dobson Ford, Casey State Bank, Leggett Lumber and Hardware, Citizens National Bank, Toyota Boshoku of Illinois, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, People's State Bank, and by Wabash General Hospital. Lawrenceville Indians basketball on Lawrence County Sports Leader, Light 103 WAKO.
And good evening, everybody, and welcome to Albion, Illinois, the site tonight of Lawrenceville Indian basketball. As the 4-3 Lawrenceville Indians take on the 3-5 Edwards County Lions in non-conference play. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson with you here from Edwards County as the Lions and the Indians do battle. This is the second time these two teams will have met. They did meet earlier in the Basketball Capital Classic back in November, and the Indians were easy winners that night, and they're hoping for much the same tonight, although trying to beat the Lions here on their home floor will probably be difficult. Indians look for win number 4 in a row. Bill, the Indians coming off of a solid win on the road against Flora. Play here tonight against the Lions. Then meet Vincennes Reveille later on this week. So a chance for the Indians to do some damage before the Tuitopolis-Effingham tournament coming up later on this month.
Yeah, Steve, you remember a year ago the Indians chased that 500 mark all the way up to that Christmas tournament. They can have a good week this week. They will take a 6-3 mark into that T-Town tournament, which is a lot better and almost be guaranteed to come out of that with still a winning record as we head into January. So this is a big game in a lot of aspects. Mainly it's a big game because the Indians won by 77-35 earlier, and I don't think I just think they want to have another dominant performance like that.
But as they say, everybody's tough at home, and I'm sure the Lions remember the whooping that the Indians gave them at Lawrenceville, and they'll be ready here tonight. As the Indians, as I mentioned before, looking for win number 4 in a row, playing good basketball as of this juncture. The Indians have gotten some wounded players back and are playing pretty well here lately.
Well, 3-game winning streak, and they've won all those games rather handily. It started in the game after the Capital Classic. They won that LIC game against Red Hill 57-35, followed that up with a couple of easy wins last, well, not really easy win over Flora, but they won at Oblong 74-43 and pulled away from Flora to win 59-47. So 3 wins in a row for the Indians. Stephen, something I do find interesting is that one of the Edwards County victories was also over Flora. They defeated Flora, I think, earlier in the week before the Indians played. Edwards County got a 40-36 win at Flora. So are we going to see the Edwards County team that got beat by Lawrenceville 77-35, or are we going to see the Edwards County team that beat Flora 40-36?
We shall find out. We shall find out. Indian JV were easy winners earlier. They're still undefeated on the year. They're now 4-0, 51-15. Was the final score. Again, the Indian JV at 4-0.
Hunter Scott had 15 points in that Lawrenceville win. Brennan Winningham had 13.
So the Indian JV, again, unbeaten at 4-0, winning 51-15 over the Edwards County Lions. By the way, this is the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson here in Albion tonight. The Indians and the Edwards County Lions. We're back to talk more about this contest after this, from Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is excited to expand our ear, nose, and throat services with the addition of Stephanie Zuber, ENT Physician Assistant. Stephanie is available in the first floor ENT clinic as well as at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic. She can diagnose and treat many issues related to the ears, nose, and throat. She's available to see patients at Carl Bridgeport on Mondays and Tuesday through Friday at the hospital location. Call 618-395-1944 for an appointment.
Back here in Albion, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson on the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show. Indians and the Edwards County Lions doing battle here tonight. There are some other games going on around the area tonight, non-conference games in addition to this one. Mount Carmel playing at Flora, Neoga at Casey Westfield. Newton playing at St. Anthony. Oblong at Marshall. Robinson is at Charleston. And Tri-County is at Paris. Here it's the Lawrenceville Indians and the Edwards County Lions. Again, meeting number two between these two ball clubs. And the Indians trying to pick up another victory. This has been the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show. We are back with the starting lineups and the play-by-play coming up in a few minutes. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Great. I need gas, but I'm out of cash.
You need a student checking account from People's State Bank.
I usually just cash my paycheck and hold on to the money.
My account offers a debit card, so I don't always need cash. Plus, it earns interest. I can check my balance anywhere on the free app, and there's no monthly fees.
That does sound pretty convenient.
Visit People's State Bank today to ask about the student checking account. People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit psbnewton.com.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people. Moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
Back here at Albion, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Indian Basketball on Light 103 WAKO. Let's give you the starting lineups for this contest. First of all, for the visiting Lawrenceville Indians, under Randy Bishop, again with a record of 4-3, three-game winning streak. Indians will start number four, Skyler Toole, the 5'9", 162-pound senior. Also, number 11, Logan Williams, a 6-foot, 145-pound senior. Number 12, Blaine Winningham, a 6'3", 185-pound senior. Number 15, Noah Wager, 6'4", 175-pound senior. And Jordan Jones, number 32, a 6'1", 180-pound senior. So the lineup again for the Indians, Toole, Williams, Winningham, Wager, and Jones. For the Edwards County Lions, coached by Russ Gerlach, the Lions will start Alex Calverly, number 15. He is a 5'9 sophomore. Caden Cowling also in the starting lineup, number 20. He's a 6-foot sophomore. Camden Cowger, number 30. He's a 6-foot senior. Brockton Greathouse in the starting lineup, number 32. He's a 6'3 senior. And Alex Fettigelli, number 44. He is a 6'3 sophomore. So three sophomores in the starting lineups for the Lions. Three sophomores and two seniors for head coach Russ Gerlach. Again, the Lion lineup, Calverly, Cowling, Cowger, Greathouse, and Fettigelli. Again, Edwards County coming in with a record of 3-5 on the season. Indians at 4-3. Indians in the traveling red uniforms with the white numerals and the red and white trim. Edwards County in the home white uniforms with the red numerals and the black and white trim.
Referees, guys, tonight, guys we've not seen before, Steve, or at least I don't remember seeing them. Eddie Brooks, Rocky Ho, and Brett Oxford, men in stripes.
Indians and the Lions here from Linda Oxby Gymnasium in Albion. It'll be Fettigelli jumping it up against Blaine Winningham, and we'll get this game underway. The Indians are going from my right to my left here as we view it. Here at Linda Oxby Gymnasium, and the tap control by the Lions, and they'll go on the attack. Here is Calger, left side on the wing to Greathouse, now back out front to Calgar. Right corner to Fettigelli. Fettigelli on the dribble. Indians look like they've gone zone here. Indeed they are here at the outset. Lions work the ball to the corner and the ball out of bounds off an Indian, off Noah Wager.
Almost came up with the steal that time, but couldn't save it inbounds to anybody, so the ball stays with the Lions.
Cowling will inbound it out front to Calverley. Left side on the wing to Calgar. Now the Lions continue to work it on the perimeter of this Indian zone. Left side, Fettigelli. Back out front. Right side on the wing to Greathouse. Feeds it in the middle now to Fettigelli. Back out front, top of the key. Calgar thought about a long three-pointer there. Actually, Calverley thought about a long three, but doesn't take it. Left side on the wing to Calgar.
Well, the Lions have had the ball for a minute here, and I'm sure that's not upsetting to their coach, Russ Gerlach.
Yeah, but got to take a shot sometime, don't you? Top of the key, here's Calverley. Has the ball almost stolen away by Jones, but retains it. Now back out front to Calgar. 6:47 to go, opening quarter. Nothing. Here in Albion. Top of the key. Calverley wide open, lets the jumper go from there. No good, and rebounded by Blaine Winningham of the Indians. Outlet pass to Williams. Quickly up floor, right side to Toole. Jumper inside the arc is good. Skyler Toole with the first basket of the night. And the Indians are on top, 2-0.
Toole, the only Indian in double figures, and he averages 13.7 coming in tonight.
Lions throw it left side. Long jumper is off the mark there by Cowling. Rebounded by Wager. Off to Jones. Quickly up floor for the Indians. Left side to Wager. Tries to take the left baseline to the hole. Feeds it now to Williams. Three-pointer on the way. Right side off the mark. No good. Long rebound is run down by Wager out front. Now to Jones. Fakes. Heads to the middle. Feeds it left baseline to Winningham. Blaine on the middle. Move to the middle. Throws it up there with the right hand. No good. And the rebound brought down by Calgar of the Lions. 5:48 to go here in the opening quarter. 2-0. Tribe. Side pass to Greathouse. Now back out front near the half line to Calgar. Again, Edwards County spreading it out against this Indian zone, trying to find little creases to try to get a good shot. Haven't been able to do so thus far. Trail 2-0. 5:25 to go, opening quarter. Top of the key, Calverley. Calverley, left side on the wing. Here's Calgar, backs it out now. Left side in the corner to Fettigelli. Feeds it underneath. Faking and shooting is Cowling. He missed it in close. Rebounded by Winningham. Outlet pass to Jones. Left side on the wing. Jones crossed the timeline. Now back out front to Toole. Indians go on the attack. Toole right side down the lane. Cut off. Ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Skyler Toole. Indian turnover. 5 minutes to go here in the opening quarter. 2-0 try. Below scoring. Slow offensive affair here thus far. The Lions being very deliberate against this Indian zone. There's the ball knocked out of bounds by Wager. Right in front of the Indian crowd. Off to my right here as we view it. From Linda Oxby Gym. Linda Oxby, the late athletic director here at Edwards County. Outstanding women's volleyball coach. 4:45 to go, second quarter. Lions inbound. In the corner, the ball taken away. Wager steals it away. Now it's stolen back. Taken away by the Lions. Calgar back out front to Calverley. Now to Calgar. Camden Calgar out front. Left side on the wing. In the corner, left baseline to Cowling. Cowling has the ball knocked away. Loose ball out of bounds. And last touched by the Lions.
Two turnovers each team here in the first 3:40 of the game.
4:20 to go here in the opening quarter play. Indians on top, 2-0. It's been that way for a while now. Here's Wager, a long jumper, left side of the lane, off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Winningham. Back out front to Toole on the right wing. Between the circles to Jones, down the left side of the lane, lets it go from 18, he got it. Double J, Jordan Jones with the hoop, and the Indians lead 4-0. 3:55 to go here in the opening quarter. Indians this time with the zone trap. Near half court, across the timeline, Calverley. Double team, feeds it off now, left side to Calgar. Now to Greathouse, now back out front to Calgar. Left side, Calverley. Ball tipped away and intercepted by Jones. Up to Toole. Toole at the other end. Lays it up. Too short. And rebounded by the Lions. Toole thought he got fouled. Now left side along. Jumper is good. A three ball by Greathouse. 4-3. Indians by one. Here's Williams deep in the right corner on the wing. Now dribbles it out front. Man-to-man by the Lions. Now defeated to Blaine Winningham. Guarded out there by Fettigelli. Tries to take the right baseline. And he is fouled on his way to the hoop.
First foul of the game on either team.
And heading to the line is Blaine Winningham.
5'88 shooter from the line, 10 of 17.
Free throw on its way and good. Indians lead 5-3, 3:10 to go here in the opening quarter of play. Indians here tonight against Edwards County at home Friday against Vincennes Reveille. Both free throws good by Blaine Winningham. Indians lead by three, 6-3, 3 minutes, 5 seconds to go. Again, the trapping pressure across the timeline is Calgar. Left side is a long jumper off the mark, no good. Taken by Cowling, rebounded by Jones. Jones to the free throw line, now backs it out. Top of the key, Williams thought about a long three. Now off the dribble, has it blocked away from behind, and a foul charged against the Lions. By the way, another coaching mark by Randy Bishop, going to be perhaps tied here tonight. We'll talk more about that after this timeout. Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout on the People's State Bank scoreboard here in Albion. Lawrenceville 6, Edwards County 3. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Hello, I'm Teresa Osbaugh. When you have a trusted financial team like I have at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport, then you have one less worry in today's world. Most banks have good products and services, but what is outstanding at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport is the friendly, professional staff who are dedicated and eager to help with the personal banking needs for me and my family.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, equal housing lender, and member FDIC.
Back here in Albion, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Indian basketball on Light 103, Indians 6 and Edwards County 3. Bill, we were mentioning a chance for some history to be made here tonight with regard to Indian head coach Randy Bishop.
Going for a career win number 700.
699 is what he has right now. Chance to get to the 700 mark here and then break that 700 mark at home on Friday. Logan Williams at the line for the Indians. His free throw is on its way and good. Williams, a 6 foot, 145 pound senior, makes the first one and rolls the second one off the front iron, rebounded by Fettigelli. And the Lions will go on the attack. 7-3 Indians, 2:40 to go here in the first quarter of play. New player into the game. Well, actually, that's Calverly, has the ball kicked away and will be Edwards County basketball. Here's Calgar deep on the left wing. Feeds it now to Calverly, right side, in the middle. Short jumper is off the mark by Greathouse. Indians with the rebound. Toole quickly across the timeline. Dribbles to the middle, left side to Jones. Jones thought about a long three from the left side, but back out front to Williams, top of the key, right side of the wing to Wager. Noah tries to take the baseline, double teamed, call for a charge. As he ran over the Lion defender underneath, turnover on the Tribe.
That's the third Indian turnover. First foul on Noah Wager and first on the team.
Indians with extending the pressure now, full court, zone trapping pressure, and Jones comes away with a steal. He lets the jumper go left side, off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Williams. He'll back it out, and the Indians will go on the attack again. Here's Toole underneath, wide open. He shoots and scores on the left baseline.
Four tonight for Toole.
And it's 9-3, Indians on top. Again, the trapping pressure against the Lions. Calverly getting it to Calgar. Calgar across the timeline. Just beat the 10 count. Now to Calverly. Calverly on the right wing as the Indians sag back into that 2-3 zone. Calverly on the deep right wing. Ball tipped away and almost intercepted by Williams. Now a foul on Logan as he bumped into Calger. Or Cowling, actually, on the way past. Now that was Calger. It'll be Edwards County ball at half court.
First foul on Williams. Both teams now have two.
Caden Cowling into Calverly. Ball kicked out of bounds by the Indian defense of Lane Winningham. Lion ball. They have 1 minute 18 to go here in the opening quarter. 9-3, Indians by six. Camden Calger backs it out. Top of the key. Now they go left side in the middle. Ball knocked away from behind to Fettigelli. And a foul charge. Reaching foul on the Indians.
That's two on Noah Wigger. Thought he might be taking a seat here, but it looks like Coach Bishop's going to stick with him.
Cowling inbounds underneath the Edwards County hoop. Back out front. Ball tipped away by Toole out of bounds. It'll be Lion basketball at their offensive end. And Wager does come out. Brennan Winningham into the game for the Indians. Brennan Winningham, 5'11", 185-pound sophomore, number three. Edwards County throws the ball left corner. Cowling tries to take the baseline. Out of the middle, shot up and in. Fettigelli with the basket. And it's 9-5 Indians, 50 seconds to go, opening quarter. Here's Jones between the circles for the Indians. On the dribble, looks for a screen, top of the key, but can't find it. Now he backs it out. And the Indians go into an offensive set. Jones singles play number three. Works it right side on the wing to Williams. Now top of the key to Winningham. Brennan Winningham underneath the Blaine. Turns, shoots, and he missed it in close. Battling for the rebound. Winningham gets it again, and he's up and fouled. Fouled on the arm by Camden Calger. Tough luck there for Blaine Winningham on that good pass from Brennan. Couldn't get it to fall, but kept after it. Now he'll have to earn him at the free throw line.
Blaine going for 4 points tonight. He's 2 of 2 at the line so far.
And this free throw is up and in. 10-5 Indians, 23 and a half seconds to go, opening quarter. Another free throw by number 33, up and no good. Blaine Winningham rebounded by Greathouse. Off to Calger, and he'll walk it across the timeline. 16 seconds to go. Now left side on the wing to Cowling. Cowling back out front to Calverly. They feed it underneath to Fettigelli. Fettigelli double team back out front to Calverly. 3 seconds to go. Calverly double team has the ball knocked away. Scramble for the loose ball, and the first quarter comes to an end. Good defense by the Indians there, and a good first quarter by the Tribe here on the road. On the People's State Bank scoreboard from the Toyota Bushuku Press Box here in Albion, it is Lawrenceville Indians 10, Edwards County Lions 5. Back in a minute. This is Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
You've heard, there's an app for that. Well, Embraugh Federal Credit Union reminds you, there's a loan for that. And we're really good at solving problems. Projects around the house, there's a loan for that. New or used vehicle, there's a loan for that. And we have it. Visit Embraugh Federal Credit Union. We have great rates, plus the process is fast. Visit AmbraughFCU.com or call us, 618-943-2913. And it's so easy to become a member of Embraugh Federal Credit Union. Do it today. Member NCUA.
Back here in Albion, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson. Indians with the ball to begin the second quarter. 10-5 Indians. There's a backdoor play to Toole. His shot is up and short on a nice pass by Winningham. Brennan Winningham. Indians had it set up but couldn't get it to fall. Now in the middle, Fettigelli. Shot up and in from the left baseline about 5 feet away. Fettigelli with the basket. Indians lead 10-7. Long jumper off the mark. From the right side, rebounded by Brennan Winningham, puts it up hard, no good, and the rebound is controlled by the Lions.
Who missed that first shot, Steve?
That was for the Indians?
Yes.
That was Williams. 10-7, 7:15 to go here in the second period. Ball knocked away from Calgary when he gets it back. Now underneath, wide open right side, shot up and in by Cowling. That time, good ball movement. And Randy Bishop wants a timeout as Edwards County's closed the gap 2-1. 7:03 to go, second quarter on the People's State Bank scoreboard from the Toyota Bushuku Press Box. 10-9, Lawrenceville. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Wabash General Hospital is pleased to offer an orthopedic and sports medicine clinic at Lawrence County Hospital.
They got some guys in the game, don't
they? Appointments are accepted by Dr. Jewel Cole Fulop, Dr. Yeah. Karsten Slater, Physician's Assistant Julia Corwin, and Beth Fisher every Friday and every other Monday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Lawrenceville by calling 618-707-4360. Wabash General Hospital is proud to serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital.
Indian basketball brought your way by Citizens National Bank of Albion. They're your bank for a lifetime. And by Leggett Lumber, 807 East Chestnut in Bridgeport. 10-9, Indians by one. Indians will inbound. Leading by one. Lions have cut an Indian lead down to one here. Tool across the timeline, off the timeout. Left side to Logan Williams, goes to the left baseline, cut off there. Back out front to Toole, deep on the right wing. Jones between the circle, dribbles right side down the lane, cut off. In the middle now to Lane Winningham, call for a walk. Try to make a move in the lane.
Five turnovers on Lawrenceville, first here in the second quarter. Edwards County with a chance to take its first lead of the night.
10-9, they trail here on the home floor. 6:43 to go, second period. Walking it across the timeline is Camden Calgar, left side on the wing to a new player in the game, Austin Cowling. So another Cowling in the game. He's a 5'11 senior for the Lions, Austin Cowling. Here he is with the ball on the left wing, looks to the middle, guarded by Williams. The ball knocked away, almost a steal there by Winningham. Feed it to Fettigelli. Fettigelli brings it out front, and the Lions will reload again. Left side on the wing, Austin Cowling. Cowling feeds it in the middle to Fettigelli at the high post. Back out front between the circles to Calgar. Left side, Cowling. Austin Cowling in the middle. New player in the game also is Anton Linder. There's a shot up by Fettigelli underneath as they found him from the right side. Couldn't get it. Now the Indians quickly up floor. Williams tries to take the baseline right side. Bumped and fouled as he was cut off by the Lion defense. More substitutions in for head coach Russ Gerlach. He is, in his short tenure here at Edwards County, shown to use a lot of players. And it comes to Winningham. Lane cut off. Now double teamed. Lets it go from the left side. That was a shot off the mark by Jarrett Winkles, who has checked into the game for the Indians, and so is Cale Powell off that last stoppage in play, and a foul, I believe, against the Indians.
Foul going to be on Blaine Winningham, his first, fourth on the team. Both teams now have four.
So the Lions a chance to take the lead here as across the timeline, Calverley. Now to Cowling, Austin Cowling. Cross-court skip pass to Linder. Feeds it in the middle now to Calgar. Calgar leaving it off for Cowling, deep on the left wing. Double team there, back between the circles to Calverley. Calverley double team, back left side and over the head and out of bounds. Over the head of Austin Cowling, a Lion turnover.
Four, number four for Edwards County.
Here's Skyler Toole across the timeline between the circle dribble. Feeds it now to Blaine Winningham at the high post. Lets it go from about 18, off the mark, no good, right side. Rebound controlled by Greathouse of the Lions. Slow-paced offensive game here. Neither one of these ball clubs burning it up. Here's the ball tipped away by Toole. Toole one-on-two, heads to the hole, lays it up, and got it to go.
Third basket of the night. 6 points for Skyler Toole, and the Indians lead by three.
12-9, 4:43 to go here in the opening quarter, or opening half of play, I should say. Second quarter action. Here from Linda Oxby, Jim, and Albion. Linton back out front to Calverley. Now left side on the wing to Cowger. Feeding it the high post to Greathouse. Left side jumper well off the mark by Austin Cowling. And the long rebound brought down by Winkles. Now to Toole. Toole left side heads to the hole. Reverse layup. Off, no good. And the rebound is controlled by the Lions' Greathouse. Boy, Toole had that ball go in and out. 12-9. And now we have a timeout wanted by Edwards County by Russ Gerlach. On the People's State Bank scoreboard from the Toyota Bushuku press box, 12-9, Lawrenceville on top. This is Indian basketball on Light 103. Well, the Johnson deal is a better deal. Bill Johnson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes from Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my .406 to go, second quarter, 12-9. Low-scoring affair here from Albion. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson. Indian basketball on Light 103. Indians looking for win number four in a row. They feed in the middle, take it away by Blaine Winningham. Three on one, now feeds it to Toole. His shot is up, no good. He's fouled from behind. It will have to earn him at the free throw line. Skyler Toole. Increase his point total here.
He's on six. First time tonight at the foul line for Skyler.
Free throw on its way and good by Toole. Indians lead by four, 13-9. Another free throw on its way. This one no good off the back iron and brought out of there by Greathouse of the Lions. Off to Calverly across the timeline. Double team, midcourt. Feeds it down to Cowger. Now the ball knocked away and stolen away. And the Indians come away with a loose ball scramble. Here's Williams. In the middle now to Winkles. Left side of the lane. Feeds it back out front. Loose ball run down by Williams near the half line. Left side to Powell. Goes to the baseline to the hole. And he's fouled and bumped on the way to the basket. So it'll be Indian ball underneath their own hoop. Cale Powell in the lineup for the Tribe. 6 foot, 160-pound senior, number 23.
That was on Fegatelli. His second. I'm sorry, Steve.
He'll be the inbounder. And it comes to Winkles out front between the circles. Left side to Powell on the wing. Back out front to Winkles. Thought about a long three, but doesn't take it from there. Now feeds it to Winningham. Left side of the lane, double teamed. Back out top of the key to Winkles. Now to Powell. He lets a long three go. Off the mark. Rebound brought down by Fettigelli of the Lions. 3:08 to go here in the second quarter. 13-9, that's right, 13-9. There's a steal by Winningham. Blaine Winningham at the other end, off to Williams. See if the Indian offense can get percolating here. Williams has it knocked away, but feeds it to Toole. Long three-pointer off the mark. Winkles the rebound up short. Rebounded by the Lions and a held ball as Fettigelli was tied up by Winkles underneath. And the possession arrow in favor of the host Lions. 13-9. 2:49 to go here in the second quarter of play. Another player into the game, new player. Jaden Millman, number 25, 6'5 junior for the Lions. Russ Gerlach, as we said, uses a lot of people off the bench. Across the timeline. Camden Cowger feeds it to Caden Cowling. He throws it way out of bounds into the front row.
Turnover starting to mount up now for Edwards County. That's six here in the second quarter, 10 on the game. Unfortunately, the Indians haven't been able to convert many of those and still lead by only four.
Here's Powell deep on the right wing, top of the key to Winningham. Blaine on the dribble, left side to Wager on the wing. Now back out front, right side to Powell. Looks for a screen, top of the key, can't find it. Now Toole feeds it underneath to Wager on the right baseline. Wager in the middle now to a cutting Powell and a blocking foul charged on Fettigelli of the Lions.
It's going to be three on Fettigelli. He's going to be heading to the bench. Seven fouls on the line, only four on Lawrenceville. So Powell will be at the foul stripe, shooting one in the bonus.
Seems like you've been on 13-9 for quite a while, Bill. 13-9. Low-scoring affair, to say the least. I'm sure the Lions are appreciating that. Free throw by Powell, up and in.
Okay, Cale's now 2 of 2 at the line on the season. He made his debut the other night at Flora, converted a three-point play.
A free throw by Powell, on its way, rolls off, no good. Rebound control by Greathouse of the Lions. 14-9, Indians by 5, 2:08 to go, second quarter. Across the timeline, the Lions quickly up floor, ball knocked away from Greathouse and intercepted by the Indians. Toole to Wager, right side on the wing, lays it up and in, and a foul, and a chance at a three-point play. Noah Wager running the floor nicely, and Toole found him underneath for a layup and a chance at a three-point play.
Foul was on Camden Calgar, his second. Chance for the Indians to take what would be their biggest lead of the night.
16-9 right now. Free throw is no good, and the rebound by Linder of Edwards County. Now Toole goes for the steal out front, almost had it against Calverley out front. Now Calgar across the timeline on the right side, dribble in the right corner to Linder, back out to Calgar. Calgar dribbles to the middle, free throw line jumper is in and out, no good. Rebounded by Wager of the Indians. Noah brings it across the timeline himself on the left side, dribble, top of the key. Jones, a long three, off the mark, no good. Rebound battle for, and brought out of there by Greathouse of the Lions. Minute 24 to go, second quarter, 16-9 Lawrenceville. Here's a drive down the lane. Lions feed it back out to the left corner now. Now right side on the wing to Calgar, long jumper off the mark, no good. Toole the rebound for the Indians. Skyler Toole across the timeline, right side dribble, down the lane he comes, lays it up, and he was hacked and fouled on his way to the basket.
That was going to be on Cavalry. Will this be a two-shot foul or one in the bonus? It's 1-1 for Toole.
1:05 to go here in the second quarter, 16-9, Indians on top. Skyler Toole a chance to bump that lead up here if he can hit free throws. First one on its way, and good.
Fortuitous roll.
17-9, Indians by 8. Another free throw coming up here. For Toole, up and in. 18-9, Indians have doubled up the score. A minute 5 to go, second quarter. And it comes to Calverley. Ball stolen away by Jones, who will lay it up and in off the pressure. Steal off the zone trap by the Indians at half court, and Jones with a hoop. 50 seconds to go. Again, a turnover on the Lions. They throw it away. And the Indian pressure starting to mount here near the end of the first half.
That's 13 Embers County turnovers, 9 here in the second quarter as the Indians have started to put a little distance between themselves and the Lions.
20-9. Here's Winningham, right side, down the lane. Fakes, shoots with the left hand. He scores! Winningham, the basket.
Five tonight. Five for Blaine Winningham.
22-9. 35 seconds to go. Here is Calverley across the timeline on the dribble. Double teamed. Throws it left side to Austin Cowling in the left corner. Now under the underneath shot up and in by Greathouse as they found an open seam in the Indian zone. 22-11. 17 seconds to go. Second quarter. Toole out front looking for a screen from Wager, top of the key. Right side in the corner. Jones. 10 seconds to go. Jones on the dribble. Left side to Wager. Fakes. Now Powell in the right corner. Dribbles to the middle. Cut off. Lets it go off balance. No good from the left side. Ball out of bounds as the first half comes to an end. On the People State Bank scoreboard from the Toyota Bushoku press box here at Linda Oxby Gym in Albion. Low scoring affair here at the half. Our score is the Lawrenceville Indians 22 and the Edwards County Lions 11. Bill and I are back with the halftime show coming up in 3 minutes. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Tired of running out of hot water? Maybe your water heater isn't big enough for your growing family. When you think water heater, think Reliance Water Heater. Reliance Water Heaters come in 30, 40, and 50-gallon sizes and are available for natural gas, electric, and propane use. Your Reliance Water Heater will be backed with a 6-year warranty on parts and the tank. Visit Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport, your neighborhood Reliance Water Heater source. Leggett Lumber will help get the Reliance water heater right for you.
Great. I need gas, but I'm out of cash.
You need a student checking account from People's State Bank.
I usually just cash my paycheck and hold on to the money.
My account offers a debit card, so I don't always need cash. Plus, it earns interest. I can check my balance anywhere on the free app, and there's no monthly fees.
That does sound pretty convenient.
Visit People's State Bank today to ask about the student checking account. People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC, visit psbnewton.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Cole.
Oh, hey, Doc.
Any questions before your surgery?
Yeah, can you pass me my tablet? I want to quick do some banking.
Some banking?
Yeah, with my bank I can pay bills, transfer funds, even deposit checks. Anytime, anywhere.
So, no concerns?
Of course not. It's stress-free mobile banking.
Casey State Bank is mobily awesome. For a better way to bank, visit caseystatebank.com. Casey State Bank, your community, your bank. Member FDIC.
Providing needed mental health services is important to Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. We are pleased to offer a mental health nurse practitioner to Lawrence and surrounding counties to help meet the need for these services. Amelia Pauly is available to see outpatients at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic, located at 101 Industry Road in Bridgeport. Amelia specializes in adults and adolescents and can help with behavioral health issues and medication management. Call Carl Bridgeport at 618-945-3001 for an appointment.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people. Moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Back here now, being halftime at Linda Oxby Gymnasium. Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson. Lawrenceville Indians lead the Edwards County Lions in this non-conference affair, 22-11. Indian basketball brought your way by KZ State Bank, your community, your bank, and by Bill Dobson Ford in Washington, Indiana. A Dobson deal is a better deal. It's time now for the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime report. Bill Richardson has a look at some of the first half numbers in this game.
Well, you said the Indians lead it here at halftime, 22-11. Edwards County's attempt to slow the game down has been somewhat successful, I guess you have to say. The Indians led it 10-5 after a quarter, outscored Edwards County 12-6 in the second quarter and lead it 22-11. The Indians have never trailed in this game. They at one point led 9-3 in the first quarter, have a 10-5 lead entering the second quarter when Edwards County scored the first two baskets and cut the lead to 10-9. Indians went on a 12-0 run at that point, stretched the lead to 22-9. They lead it 22-11 here at halftime. Shooting-wise, the Indians are 7 of 22 from the floor, 0 of 6 three-pointers, and they're not that well at the foul line either, 8 out of 13. Edwards County shooting at 5 of 15 from the floor, 1 of 5 three-pointers. The Lions have not been to the foul line tonight. Turnovers are a big story. Edwards County's turned it over 13 times here in the first half. Only 4 turnovers for Lawrenceville. The Lions had only 4 turnovers in the first half, but turned it over 9 times there in the second. Rebounding, I thought, might be an edge for the Indians, but actually Edwards County holds a 14-13 edge on the boards here at halftime. Scoring-wise, Skylar Toole, the Indians' leading scorer at 13.7 points per game, has 9 here at halftime. Skylar's made 3 field goals and is 3 of 4 from the foul line. Otherwise, Blaine Winningham has a bucket and is 3 of 4 from the line for 5 points. Jordan Jones has a couple of field goals for 4 points. Noah Weger scored a basket, 0 of 1 from the line for 2 points. Logan Williams is 1 of 2 at the line. He has 1 point. The only point off the bench for the Indians is from Cale Powell. Cale is 1 of 2 at the line for a point. Winkles played off the bench, didn't score. Brennan Winningham played off the bench, did not score. For Edwards County, Greathouse has a 3-pointer and a regular basket. He leads the Lions with 5 points. Fegatelli has 4 points. 2 points each for Hayden. 2 points for Hayden Cowling to round out the scoring for Edwards County. Cavalry and Calgar started, neither scored. Linder, Austin Cowling, and Millman all played off the bench for Edwards County, did not score. So again at halftime, from Linda Oxby Gym, it is Lawrenceville 22 and Edwards County 11.
Bill and I are back to talk more about this first half after this from Lawrence County Memorial Hospital.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Back here at Linda Oxby Gym in Albion, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Indian basketball here on Light 103, the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime report. Bill, the Lions slowed it down, was effective there for a while, but Indians slowly but surely starting to gain ground here, and they lead by 11, 22-11.
Well, the old adage, Steve, is that anytime you have more turnovers than points, you are in trouble, and indeed, the Lions have 13 turnovers here at halftime, only 11 points. If the Indians were shooting the ball just a little bit better, this margin would be probably almost out of hand. But unfortunately, Lawrenceville not shooting the ball well tonight. They were 3 of 9 in the first period and 4 of 13 in the second. So they're 7 of 22 from the floor. That is, I got Purdue math. I only know that that's less than 33%. It's not very good, 7 out of 22. And from the 0-6 from three-point range. So, you know, if they were shooting the ball just halfway decent, this game would probably already be out of hand.
All right, that's been the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime report. Both ball clubs back out on the floor. We'll be back with the second half coming up in a minute. You're listening to Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is excited to expand our ear, nose, and throat services with the addition of Stephanie Zuber, ENT Physician Assistant. Stephanie is available in the first floor ENT clinic as well as at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic. She can diagnose and treat many issues related to the ears, nose, and throat. She's available to see patients at Carl Bridgeport on Mondays and Tuesday through Friday at the hospital location. Call 618-395-1944 for an appointment.
Great. I need gas, but I'm out of cash.
You need a student checking account from People's State Bank.
I usually just cash my paycheck and hold on to the money.
My account offers a debit card, so I don't always need cash. Plus, it earns interest. I can check my balance anywhere on the free app, and there's no monthly fees.
That does sound pretty convenient.
Visit People's State Bank today to ask about the student checking account. People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit psbnewton.com.
Ready for the second half here in Albion. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson. Indians lead 22-11, bidding for their fifth win of the year and their fourth win in a row.
And the 700th for Coach Bishop. What a landmark.
One half away from that magic number for the Indian Hall of Fame coach, Randy Bishop. Indians will have the ball to begin the third quarter of play. Indians going from my left to my right here as we view it from midcourt, high above midcourt here in Albion. Tool with the ball across the timeline. Loses the handle, and it's taken away by the Lions. So right off the bat, an Indian turnover, and the Lions go on the attack. Alex Calverley across the timeline, double team, feeds it right side to Cowling. He throws it away, over and back against the Lions. And they've been their own worst enemy here tonight on their home floor.
Well, that's 14 turnovers.
Logan Williams inbounding to Skyler Toole. Indians with their original starters out there. High post pass to Winningham. Feeds it underneath to Weger, right side on the baseline. Back out front to Jones on the right wing. Now left corner to Weger. Takes the baseline. Reverse layup up and in. Nice move by Noah.
4 points tonight for Noah Weger.
Getting around himself into shape after losing time to an injury. Now stolen away by Williams. He lays it up. No good. Off the steal and rebounded by Calger. Camden Calger across the timeline, the right side dribble, feeds it underneath, wide open, and a shot up and in by Caden Cowling. It was wide open as the Indian zone got trapped out of position. Now we have a turnover on the Indians. Toole carried the ball. And so a little sloppy play by the Indians here at the outset of this third quarter of play.
Yeah, had four turnovers in the first half, but already two in just over a minute here in the third quarter.
24-13, Indians still lead by 11. Here is Cowling feeding it left side on the wing to Braithouse. Now cross court to Calger on the baseline in the right corner to Cowling. Now Calger on the baseline, feeds it underneath to Fettigelli. His shot from in close, no good. Fettigelli battling for the rebound, but the loose ball comes to Toole, and he was fouled by Fettigelli on his way up the floor. A foul of frustration there for the 6'3 sophomore, Alex Fettigelli. He'll come out of the game.
That's four fouls on Fettigelli.
Toole inbound underneath the, or I should say right in front of us here, right near the scorer's bench. And it comes to Williams, back to Toole. Now at the high post to Weger, the ball knocked away, recovered by Winningham. That's Blaine Winningham, right corner to Williams. Williams on the dribble against the man-to-man of the Lions. Here's Weger. He feeds it underneath to Jones, cutting the baseline left side on a foul charged on the Lions.
Foul's going to be the third on Camden Calger.
Jordan Jones at the line, the 6'1", 180-pound senior for the Indians, number 32. Free throw on its way, and good by Jones.
5 points now for Jordan. He's making his first and second trips to the line.
Another free throw up and in by Jones. 26-13, the Indians have doubled up the score. 6:07 to go here in the third period. Ball knocked away, and a reach-in foul charged on the Indians. I think that was on Toole, was it?
That was on, actually, Logan Williams.
Logan Williams, yes, it was. Stops the clock, 6:02 to go here in the third quarter, 26-13, Indians by 13. Again, some half-court trapping pressure against Calverley. Now to Calger. They feed in the middle to Cowling. Now back out front to Calger, right side on the wing to Linder. Left side to Calverley. And the Indians, again, in that zone, chasing all over and putting pressure on the men out front. Here's a drive down the lane by Linder, and he's fouled on his way to the basket. And we'll head to the line for Edwards County free throws.
Anton Linder going to try to score his first points tonight. That foul is on Blaine Winningham, his second.
Linder, a 5'10", senior, number 31 for Edwards County. Free throw on its way, and no good. So another one coming up here for Anton Linder. It's on its way, no good. Rebound controlled by Cowling. His shot is short, rebounded by Weger. of the Indians. Outlet pass to Toole, quickly up floor right side to Jones in the corner, dribbles to the middle. Now to Wager, three-pointer on the way by Noah, left side, off the mark, no good. Whittingham battling for the rebound and over the back. Ball out of bounds, actually touched by a Lion. No foul there. Indians will inbound underneath their own hoop.
Still looking for their first three-pointer tonight.
Toole, the trigger man, into Williams, back out between the circles to Jones, who signals for Toole to come to get the ball, and the Indians go into an offensive set. 5:10 to go here in the quarter. Now underneath, Williams is hacked and fouled. Good play, high-low play there from Jones to cutting Logan Williams. He was fouled and will have to earn him at the free throw line. Logan Williams. Free throw on its way. Got it. 27-13. 14-point Indian lead. 5:08 to go here in the third quarter. Second free throw up and in by Williams. He'll check out. And Jarrett Winkles into the game for the Indians. Winkles, a 6'255-pound senior. Ball taken away off the inbound by Jones. Jones to the hole. Throws it up there with the right hand. He scores.
Eight tonight now for Jordan Jones.
30-13. Indians again putting the pressure on. And the ball knocked out of bounds by Blaine Whittingham. Near midcourt, it'll be Lion basketball as the Indian pressure starts to take its toll. Into Calverley. Now to Calgar. Back to Calverley, left side. Long jumper by Greathouse is good. A three ball by Brockton Greathouse. And a quick timeout off the made three-pointer by Edwards County. On the People's State Bank scoreboard, it's an Ambrofredo Credit Union timeout. 30-16, Lawrenceville on top. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Steve Anderson back here at Linda Oxby, Jim and Albion. Bill Richardson alongside. Indians leading 30-16, facing some pressure on the inbound. Winkles inbounds to Jones, double team, quickly throws it away. So the pressure off the timeout by Albion. Edwards County turns into a turnover in the Lions with the ball. Now the Indians return the favor by putting on their own, trapping full court pressure. Jones went for the steal. Ball knocked away. Almost a travel there. Calgar across the timeline for the Lions. Now there's Linder, jumper from the right side on the baseline. About 15 feet for Anton Linder. 30-18. Lions trailing. Toole across the timeline. Right side to Winkles. Deep on the wing. Top of the key to Jones. Underneath now to Whittingham. Turns the left side of the basket. Lays it up and in. Nice post move there by Blaine.
Got seven tonight.
And the ball kicked by an Indian defender on the inbound. It'll be Lions basketball. Again facing full court Indian pressure. Trapping, zone trapping pressure. In the middle to Cowling, Caden Cowling across the timeline. Left side, a line drive jumper by Calverley is off the mark from 15 feet. Rebounded by Wager and a foul charged. No, a travel. Travel against Skyler Toole. Tried to take off before he took a dribble, and the officials caught him.
So that's eight turnovers on the Indians.
32-18, the Tribe lead here. Winkles and Toole double-teaming out front. Calverley down the lane has the ball knocked away. And we have a foul charged underneath against the Indians.
Well, Cowling made the basket.
Yep.
And he'll go to the line. Foul on Winkles, his first, third on the team.
Yeah, Caden Cowling somehow got that ball to go in. And he's got a chance at a three-point play. Toole checking out of the lineup for the Indians. Brennan Whittingham in there for Randy Bishop. Cowling completes the three-point play. Here comes Jade Millman into the game for the Lions, replacing Linder. Gets a glad hand over on the sideline.
All of a sudden, the lead's down to 11, which is what it was at halftime.
Indians across the timeline. Here's Winkles in the corner, underneath to Wager, left baseline, underneath to Winningham, lays it up, no good, and a foul charged against the Lions.
That'll be the fourth on Camden Calgar, so him and Fegatelli both have four fouls for the Lions. I guess that's only the third.
Here's Blaine Winningham at the line for Indian free throws. First one that's on its way and good. 33-21, Indians by 12, 3:29 to go here in the third quarter.
Blaine going for his ninth point.
And he got it. 34-21, again the Indians with the trapping pressure. Across the timeline, Calverly double teamed and in trouble. Looks to get it through, and he is called for a travel. Tried to bust through the double team and took a step near midcourt. And a turnover on the Lions gives the Indians the ball. 3:20 to go here in the third quarter, 34-21, Indians. Brendan Winningham will walk it across the timeline on the left side dribble. Now left wing to Wager, tries to take the left baseline, cut off there by Millman. Cross-court skip pass, Jones on the right wing. Back between the circles to Brennan Winningham, now to Winkles, right corner to Jones, lobs underneath to Blaine, who shoots, no good, and a foul charged against the Lions. Blaine Winningham thought he should have had that basket. He was wide open and got a nice pass, but couldn't finish. So we'll have to earn him at the free throw line. 3:01 to go here in the third quarter. The first one up and in. Linder in and Millman out for Edwards County.
Blaine now with 10 points, going for 11.
Here's Braden Sherman making his first appearance of the evening, replacing Winkles in the Indian lineup. Another free throw coming up here for Blaine Winningham. On its way and in and out, no good. Rebound control by Greathouse of the Lions. Off to Calgar. Camden Calgar will bring it across the timeline. Now to Calverly. The ball tipped away. Recovered by Calgar. Now to Calverly. Calverly on the left side dribble. Cut off by a double team. Almost a steal by Wager. Here's Calgar feeding in on the right baseline. Cowling, his shot, no good, but he was hit on the arm. And will go to the line for Lion free throws. Caden Cowling is a 6-foot sophomore. There's Toole back into the game for the Indians, replacing Brennan Winningham. Caden Cowling at the line for the Lions. His free throw is on its way and good. 35-22, Indians leading by 13. 2:40 to go here in the third quarter. Second free throw, it's up and in by Cowling. Millman in and Linder out. As Russ Gerlach again shuffles the players in. Full court trapping pressure. Indians throw away from it. Now underneath is Sherman wide open. He lays it up and in. Good job of passing their way over the press for the Indians that time to an easy basket by Sherman. 37-23. Here is Calverly. Cut off. Back out to Calgar. He's double teamed. Now to Calverly. Left side on the wing to Greathouse. Feeding it in the middle now to Millman. Long jumper by Calgar off the mark. Right side, no good. Rebounded by Lane Winningham. Off to Jones. Now Toole, three-pointer from the corner. Off the mark, no good. Left side. Wager battling for the rebound. Feeds it back to Jones. Three on the way. Right side, no good. Rebounded by Winningham on the left baseline. Shot up, no good. And the rebound brought out of there by Greathouse. Boy, Indians had some good chances there from in and out. Couldn't get anything to fall.
Still don't have a three tonight.
Minute 45 to go here in the third quarter. Here's Calgar down the lane, and he's bumped and fouled on his way to the basket by the Indians. Stops the clock with a minute 40 to go here in the third quarter.
That foul's the third on Noah Wager.
Comes Linder in again, replacing Millman. Millman getting a lot of sprint work in there, heading in off the bench for head coach Russ Gerlach. Here's a long jumper from the corner by Cowling. It's good. Caden Cowling, a long bomb from the corner. Three-pointer. 37-26. Now Wager, a travel in the right corner for the Indians and a turnover. All of a sudden, the Lions now down by 11. Wager checks out, and Williams is in. In it comes to Calverly against the Indian trapping pressure to Calgar. Across the timeline to Greathouse. Leaves it for Calverly. Now Greathouse in the corner to Cowling to the basket. Lays it up with the right hand. He was hacked and fouled on his way to the hoop. Caden Cowling trying to lead the charge for the Lions, and Randy Bishop is going to take a timeout here. Going to be a 30-second break. A minute 11 to go, third period. People's State Bank scoreboard from the Toyota Bushuku press box. Scoreboard reads 37-26. Lawrenceville on top. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Working at Toyota Bushuku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people, moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushuku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushuku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushuku.
Indian basketball brought your way by Best Way Express, now hiring CDL drivers. Cunningham Young Funeral Home in Lawrenceville, their family serving your family in the time of need. And by People's State Bank, ask about their checking, student checking accounts today. At the line for Edwards County is Caden Calgar, and his free throw is up and in. And all of a sudden, the Indian lead is down to 10. 37-27, a minute 11 to go here in the third quarter as Blaine Winningham checks out of the lineup and Winkles in for the Indians. Second free throw up and in by Calgar.
Okay, so he's got now 13 points. He had two at halftime.
Again, the trapping pressure. Indians get it into Williams. Across the timeline to Jones, left side on the wing. Jones lets the traffic clear. Now back out to Williams. And the Indians will go into a set. Here's Jones to the left baseline, lays it up and in with a right hand. Nicely done by Jordan Jones.
Double figures tonight, 10 for Jordan Jones.
39-28, Indians on top by 11. 49 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Here's Greathouse deep on the left wing. It dribbles to the left corner, leaves it for Cowling. Cross court now to Calgar. Calgar on the dribble down the lane, feeds it underneath to Cowling. There he is again, he shoots and scores.
Well, he's having a great quarter.
Caden Cowling leading the charge for the Lions as they trail by 9. 28 seconds to go, third quarter. Jones on the deep left wing. Top of the key to Winkles. Right side of the wing to Williams. Williams now to Jones. Now to Winkles, left side to Toole. 17 seconds to go. Indians can hold for a final shot if they so desire. Here's Sherman at the high post. Left side to Winkles. Big dribbles between the circles. Right side to Williams. Looks at the clock. 6 seconds to go. 5 seconds, Williams looking to free himself up. Long bomb, in and out, no good, as the quarter comes to an end. On the People's State Bank scoreboard, from the Toyota Bushuku press box, it is Lawrenceville 39, Edwards County 30. Back with the final stanza in a minute. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Hello, I'm Teresa Osbaugh. When you have a trusted financial team like I have at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport, then you have one less worry in today's world. Most banks have good products and services, but what is outstanding at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport is the friendly, professional staff who are dedicated and eager to help with the personal banking needs for me and my family.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, equal housing lender, and member FDIC.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson back here at Linda Oxbeat Gymnasium in Albion. Game's tightened up. 39-30, Edwards County trailing. Had the ball to begin the fourth quarter.
Edwards County outscored the Indians 19-17 that third quarter and has the ball.
Indians now back in a 3-2 zone and a traveling violation against Calgar. Lions turns it over.
18 tonight.
Here's Toole trying to dribble away from pressure and a foul charged against Skyler Toole through the elbow as he made his way up floor. Wow. Randy Bishop can't believe it.
I can't either. Wow.
39-30. Randy Bishop really giving the officials a piece of his mind down there.
First foul on Toole. 10 turnovers on the Indians. Randy's still talking to the ref.
Yeah, he is.
He's saying, hey, you can go have a seat in the locker room if you don't like it.
You might not get to see your 700th win in person. Across the timeline, the Lions, 7:38 to go in the game, 39-30. Indians sagging back in a 3-2 zone. Here's Calgar on the right side, feeds it underneath. Intercepted by Jones. Now we have a held ball. Possession arrow is in favor of the Indians. So a turnover on the Lions. Williams will be the inbounder. The Lions into their own full court trapping pressure, which has helped them on their comeback here. Here's Jones across the timeline for the Indians right side. Now Williams between the circles. Now to Toole deep on the left wing. Here's Wager. Looks to the middle. Nothing happening there. Right side on the wing to Toole. Now Williams, left side to Jones. And the Indian motion offense, right side to Williams. Top of the key to Winningham. Left side to Toole. Now to Wager, top of the key. 39-30, Indians on top. 6:53 to go in the game. Toole looks to the middle. Nothing happening there. Guys are cutting away off screens. Here's Wager on the right side on the dribble. Looks for a guard to get it to. Now Winningham pops out between the circles. Now to Jones. Left side to Williams. On the deep wing. 6:34 to go in the game. Indians looking for a good shot, but also eating some clock. Here's Wager right side on the baseline. Cut off by a double team. Feeds in the middle of Winningham at the free throw line. Now back out to Toole, and the Indians will reload. Wager right side on the wing. Looks to the middle. Now backs it out against the defense of Calgar. Leaves it for Toole, deep on the right wing. 6:10 to go in the game. This is a deliberate trip down floor as we've seen the Indians on offense all night. Here's Jones between the circles, guarded man-to-man out there by Greathouse. Off to Wager, right side to Toole in the corner, looking underneath. Nothing happening there. Now Toole dribbles to the top of the key. Leaves it for Wager, left side to Williams. Back out front, top of the key to Jones, right side to Toole. 5:44 to go in the game. Wager on the dribble. Ball reached, a reach-in foul, trying to knock the ball away on Caden Cowling of the Lions.
Two on Cowling, seven on the Lions, and next foul will be a bonus for the Indians. I'm sorry, six fouls on the Lions. Next one will be in the bonus.
And it comes to Toole, now to Williams on the deep right side. Now left side of the wing to Toole. Back out between the circles to Wager. Again, the Indians very deliberate here on this offensive possession. Between the circles, Winningham left side to Wager underneath to Toole. Shoots and scores. There was the opening that they were looking for. Skyler Toole flashing to the basket. And the Indians lead 41-30, an 11-point lead. 5 minutes to go in the game. Cowling across the timeline. Now to Greathouse. Greathouse cut off by the defense of Jones. Back out to Calverley. Here's Linder in the right corner. Cross-court skip pass to Calgar. Calgar trying to feed it underneath. Threw it away. He's looking for Cowling down low, but could not find him. And a turnover on the Lions. Indians on top by 11 with 4:50 to go in the game.
Begatelli back in for Edwards County.
And it comes to Wager, now to Williams. to Toole across the timeline. Winningham, left corner to Jones. Underneath to Winningham. Fall away is off balance and no good. And the rebound brought out of there by Cowger. Cowger right side dribble to the top of the key. Now down the lane, feeds into the corner to Cowling. His shot is in and out, no good. And Fettigelli with the rebound. And a foul over the back on the Indians. Stops the clock with 4:29 to go in the game and a 41-30 Lawrenceville lead.
Foul on Logan Williams is third. Becatelli going to the line. Will be two shots or the bonus.
Free throw by Fegatelli, a line drive is no good. Rebounded by Lane Winningham of the Indians. Here's Toole across the timeline. Deep in the right corner to Jones on the dribble out front. Now to Wager at the high post between the circles. Left side to Toole on the wing. Looks down low for Wager on the left baseline. Finds him. Back out to Toole. Between the circles to Winningham. It's Blaine. Go off to Toole. Top of the key at the high post to Wager. Now left side to Toole deep on the wing with 4 minutes exactly to go in the game. 41-30, Lawrenceville. Williams feeds to the high post to Blaine Winningham. Now to Williams, right wing. Now Winningham pops out at the top of the key. Directs traffic from there. 3:45 to go in the game. Here's Williams on the dribble. Williams ball hawked out there by Greathouse. Now to Blaine Winningham on the deep left wing, guarded by Fettigelli. Underneath to a cutting Toole, lays it up and in. And a foul and a chance at a three-point play. That's a couple of cutting baskets. The Indians have been patient, and Skylar Toole has converted. And a chance at a three-point play. 43-30, 3:33 to go in the game.
Foul on Greathouse, and that's his fourth.
Here's Powell in the game for the Indians, replacing Williams for Randy Bishop. Skylar Toole trying to convert this three-point play, and he does not. Rebounded by Cowger, Camden Cowger. He'll bring it across the timeline. Indians by 13, 3:25 to go in the game. Cowger to Calverley. Calverley right side on the wing. Ball tipped away, intercepted by Winningham. Now to Toole at the other end, lays it up and in.
15 tonight for Skylar Toole.
45-30, Indians lead by 15. Cowger in the right corner, feeds it out front. It's intercepted by Jones, but recovered then by Calverley. Now Greathouse, a long three, left side, in and out, no good. Cowling the rebound, his shot, no good. Ball battled for, and Wager comes away with it for the Indians. Big rebound by Noah. Leave the floor to Jones on the right baseline, lays it up short. Rebound tapped up, no good. Jones gets the rebound underneath, has it knocked out of bounds. It'll be Indian basketball. 45-30. Looks like they're handing out below us here some Coach Bishop 700 win placards. How about that?
I'd like to have one of those.
Here's Blaine Winningham between the circles. Now to Powell. Powell between the circles now to Wager. 2:27 to go in the game. 45-30, Indians by 15. Eating some clock away here as they bid for their fourth win in a row. Here's Blaine Winningham between the circles to Wager in this motion offense by the Indians. Now they feed it underneath and a travel on the Tribe out front. Stops the clock with 2:10 to go in the game. Interesting to have those placards made up.
I grabbed you one, Steve. I got one for the both of us.
Yeah, it'd be nice to have as a souvenir. 2:08 to go in the game. Here's Calverley. Has the ball stripped away by Jones. Jones heads in and he lays it up and in. Jordan Jones with a hoop off the steal. And the Indians lead by 17 as they spurt here near the end of the game. A minute 50 to go. 47-30. Here is Greathouse deep on the left wing. Cross court to Calverley in the corner to Cowling. Underneath to Fettigelli, turns with the right hand, no good. Rebounded by Greathouse, out to Cowger, long jumper, off the mark, no good. And Wager the rebound for the Indians, off to Powell. Hale Powell feeds it out of bounds. He tried to get it to Toole, and it's out of bounds. It'll be Edwards County ball. A minute 28 to go in the game, 47-30. Indians as Jones checks out for the Indians, and Winkles is into the game, Jarrett Winkles. For the Tribe. Calverly in the corner to Greathouse, right side. Now the ball into Fettigelli. He lays it up too hard. Rebounded by Cowling. Up no good. Blocked away by Blaine Winningham. And we have a foul charged underneath. We'll see who it's on. Looks like it's on the Lions. It's going to be on, I believe, Caden Cowling. And we go to the other end for Indian free throws. Now the Lions getting ready to throw in the towel as they have five new players getting set to check into the game with a minute 13 to go in the contest. 47-30, Indians on top. And the Indians also getting some new players into the game. Leighton Ivers is in there, number five for the Indians, replacing Toole. Probably be some others check in here before much longer. Free throw up and no good by Winningham. And rebounded by the Lions. Rebounded in there. Here's Millman digging it out front to Austin Cowling. In the corner, a long three ball by Cole Fischels off the mark. No good. Long rebound brought down by Powell of the Indians with less than a minute to go. 8 seconds to go in the game. Indians leading 47-30 by 17. Blaine Winningham between the circles for the Indians. Now to Powell between the circles to Winkles. Right side on the wing to Blaine Winningham.
No need to shoot again, is there? Let's make this the final score.
Wager backing it out now on the left wing. The Lions showing no inclination to foul here. Indians just holding the ball out front with 20 seconds to go, and looks like they're going to follow your wishes, Bill. Here's Powell deep on the right wing. Backs it out now. And the Indian fans behind the Indian bench begin the clapping.
How about that? Embers County didn't score in the fourth quarter. Indians outscored them 8-0.
And the final score will be the Lawrenceville Indians 47 and the Embers County Lions 30. Indians win it here. And now improved to 5-3 on the year.
Steve, everybody in the gym's on their feet, giving Coach Bishop a round of applause. They just announced it over the PA system that he's won his 700th game. The Indian fans are flashing those placards in the air. People are taking pictures. What a nice moment for a nice guy.
All right, so that's the final on the People's State Bank scoreboard from the Toyota Bashuku press box here in Albion. Final score, Lawrenceville Indians 47, Edwards County Lions 30. Indian head coach Randy Bishop getting the glad hand down there on the sideline from his players as the Indians win it again 47-30. We're back with a post-game show coming up in 3 minutes. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103.
You've heard, there's an app for that. Well, Ambrough Federal Credit Union reminds you, there's a loan for that. And we're really good at solving problems. Projects around the house, there's a loan for that. New or used vehicle, there's a loan for that. And we have it. Visit Ambrough Federal Credit Union. We have great rates, plus the process is fast. Visit AmbroughFCU.com or call us 618-943-2913. And it's so easy to become a member of Ambrough Federal Credit Union. Do it today. Member NCUA.
Wabash General Hospital is pleased to offer an orthopedic and sports medicine clinic at Lawrence County Hospital. Appointments are accepted by Dr. Jill Cole Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Physician's Assistant Julia Corwin, and Beth Fisher every Friday and every other Monday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Lawrenceville by calling 618-707-4360. Wabash General Hospital is proud to serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital.
Well, the Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tune from Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dobson deal. Cause a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Tired of running out of hot water? Maybe your water heater isn't big enough for your growing family. When you think water heater, think Reliance Water Heater. Reliance Water Heaters come in 30, 40, and 50-gallon sizes and are available for natural gas, electric, and propane use. Your Reliance Water Heater will be backed with a 6-year warranty on parts and the tank. Visit Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport, your neighborhood Reliance Water Heater source. Leggett Lumber will help get the Reliance water heater right for you.
Great. I need gas, but I'm out of cash.
You need a student checking account from People's State Bank.
I usually just cash my paycheck and hold on to the money.
My account offers a debit card, so I don't always need cash. Plus, it earns interest. I can check my balance anywhere on the free app, and there's no monthly fees.
That does sound pretty convenient.
Visit People's State Bank today to ask about the student checking account. People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit psbnewton.com.
We're back here at Albion. Steve Anderson along with Bill Richardson. Lawrenceville Indians win it here by a score of 47-30. And Randy Bishop making his way up here to our broadcast position. As it's time now for the post-game show. And the post-game show brought your way by Sterling & Company Professional Corporation in Washington. 47-30, the final score as we talk with Indian head coach Randy Bishop. And first of all, Randy, congratulations on your 700th win.
Thank you, Steve. I really appreciate that. You know, I've coached 42 years, so, you know, I set a goal to win 500, and I've had great kids to enable me to go a little bit beyond that. So, you know, it's a credit to the kids that I've had over the past 42 years. I wouldn't have been able to do what I did because of them and the assistant coaches I've had and the administrators. I've had some good people. So I'm thrilled. I'm happy for my family. My family talked me into sticking around another year to see if we could reach this goal, and able to do that. God's really blessed me. He's enabled me to coach a sport that I love and teach other kids, and I've been truly blessed.
This was not an easy win, much tougher than the first time you met out here. Just your thoughts on this. Do you think they slowed the game down?
I think they slowed the pace down, and I thought for the first half they pretty well had things how they wanted, kind of muck it up, slow it down a little bit, and then we went to a full court press and trapped them and got a little bit of breathing room. But tough place to play here. I've been in some tough battles down here, and I was glad to get a win because I was really kind of worried about it. I thought that sometimes you get in foul trouble down here, and you know, you might not make free throws, miss easy shots, and that's kind of how it started out. But second half we got it, and then at the end we spread them and held it a little bit and got some layups.
Yeah, Randy, you forced them into a lot of turnover too at some point. Was that part of the plan?
Yeah, we were going to do that. We half court trap and that 1-2-2 ball pressure, try to do that, try to speed them up. Didn't get it done really until the second half, but that's how we have to play because we don't have any size. We have to come up and try to get after people a little bit. Unfortunately, I thought that there were like six possessions where we didn't capitalize and score. That probably would have been 12 points. We could have gotten ahead a little bit earlier in what we did.
They seem like they turned the tables on you a little bit, put some own pressure on you, and they worked their way back into the game.
Yeah, I thought sometimes when you zone trap and they spread you out and you get the ball in the middle, you get the open three in the corner, and that kind of happened to Flora the other night too, but we came up and put a little bit more farther pressure up the floor to keep them from doing that. But, you know, they pressed us a couple times, got the ball back and hit a couple of shots, kind of got them within nine, I think, and then we got a couple of layups, so that was kind of nice to do. I had some kids play pretty good. I thought Tool and Jones pretty solid tonight. I thought Weger did a good job on the defensive boards. You know, we got kids that are trying to fit into the puzzle. Powell's still conditioning. He's going to help us down the stretch, though.
Well, now up for you is Vincennes Reveille coming up on Friday, I should say.
Yeah, I think that's a winnable game. They've got a little bit of size and play a 2-3 zone, and we make shots. I think we'll be in pretty good shape. I think we'll be able to pressure their guards a little bit, and that'd be nice to be 6-3 before we roll into the meat grinder at T-Town, and then that's going to be tough, that whole tournament.
Again, congratulations on win number 700, Coach.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys carrying all the games. It means a lot to my family who can't be here. Thank you.
All right, Indian head coach Randy Bishop. Again, the Indians win it here by a score of 47-30. We will be back and have some post-game stuff for you and some statistics on this game. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Ready to jump? This is going to be amazing.
Just one sec. I'm paying some bills.
What?
Yeah, with my bank, I can transfer funds, even deposit checks, anytime, anywhere.
But we're gaining altitude to skydive.
I know. Cool, huh? I can even set up text alerts.
Alerts like the door to the aircraft opening?
No, better. Alerts for paying bills and whatnot.
Oh, he's banking in the sky.
KC State Bank. It's mobily awesome. Visit kcstatebank.com. Enjoy the less fee, time-saving, better way to bank. KC State Bank. Your community. Your bank. Member FDIC.
Providing needed mental health services is important to Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. We are pleased to offer a mental health nurse practitioner to Lawrence and surrounding counties to help meet the need for these services. Amelia Pauly is available to see outpatients at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic, located at 101 Industry Road in Bridgeport. Amelia specializes in adults and adolescents and can help with behavioral health issues and medication management. Call Carl Bridgeport at 618-945-3001 for an appointment.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people. Moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
Well, the Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes on Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dobson deal. Cause a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Back here at Linda Oxby Gym in Albion, where the Lawrenceville Indians have defeated the Edwards County Lions 47-30. Indians improving to 5-3 on the season with their fourth win in a row. Lions fall to 3-6. Indians won the JV contest 51-15. They're now 4-0. Hunter Scott had 15 and Brennan Winningham 13 in that JV win. The Indian varsity brethren followed them up with a victory 47-30, and Bill has some final scoring.
Yeah, nice fourth quarter of the Indians. They outscored Everest County 8-0 to win at 47-30. Three players tonight in double figures for Lawrenceville. Skyler Toole led the way. He was 6 of 11 from the floor, hit 3 of 4 from the foul line, had 15 points to lead the Indians. Jordan Jones had 12 points. Blaine Winningham had 10. Also in the starting lineup, Noah Weger finished tonight with 4 points. 3 points for Logan Williams. Off the bench, the Indians had 2 points from Braden Sherman, one from Cale Powell. Winkles, Brennan Winningham, and Ivers all played, did not score for the Edwards County Lions, who were held to 30 points tonight. Caden Cowling had more than half of those. He had 2 points in the first half, but lit it up for 14 in the second and finished with 16 points. 8 points for Greathouse, 4 for Fegatelli. Cavalry and Camden Calgar started, did not score. The only points off the bench for the Lions was a basket by Anton Linder. Cowling, Millman, Dorney, Fischel all played, didn't score. And the final score again tonight from Linda Oxby Gym was Lawrenceville 47 and Edwards County 30.
Time now for us to pick our Anna Lou Chapman with RE/MAX Real Estate in Washington, Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited in Washington, and Bill Dobson for Tough Player of the Game. Bill, what do you think?
Well, another one of those games, Steve, where you had a multitude of players to choose from, but tonight we're going to give it to Skylar Toole. The senior guard had 9 points in the first half for the Indians to lead him to the 22-11 lead. Finished up with 15 points. Toole hit 6 of 11 field goals, 3 of 4 from the foul line, and finished with a team-high 15 points. He's the player of the game.
All right, that's the player of the game, Skylar Toole. Congratulations to him. Congratulations again to Indian head coach Randy Bishop. Win number 700 tonight. Wasn't easy. Indians outlasting the Edwards County Lions 47-30. Thanks to our producer-engineer back at the Waco studios, Bill Schroed, for his good work. Bill, thanks to you. We'll see you on Friday when Vincent Gervais comes to Lawrenceville.
Yeah, let's make it, what would that be, 5 in a row if we win that one?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, let's make it 5 in a row then.
All right, Indians win it here by a score of 47-30. And again, thanks to Bill Schroed back at the studio, as we mentioned before. Thanks to you, of course, for listening. Again, the final here from Albion. Lawrenceville Indians win it by a score of 47-30. Indians now at 5-3. Steve Anderson saying so long from Edwards County.
You've been listening to Lawrenceville Indians basketball action on Lawrence County Sports Leader, Light 103 WAKO, part of DLC Media Sports. Brought to you this season by Ambrall Federal Credit Union, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Best Way Express, Bill Dobson Ford, Casey State Bank, Leggett Lumber and Hardware, Citizens National Bank, Toyota Boshoku of Illinois, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, People's State Bank, and by Wabash General Hospital. Lawrenceville Indians basketball brought to you all season long here on Light 103 WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.